This podcast is being recorded on Gadigal land. We pay our respects to the traditional custodians of this country and elders, past and present. We extend our respects to any First Nations, Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people that may have joined us for the podcast today. Welcome, welcome back to another episode of the Zone of Genius podcast. I am your host, Inez Bai. This is a podcast for business owners who want to learn how to leverage their natural strengths so that they can get paid the big bucks. So today's episode, we're going to talk about this huge error, mistake, if you will. Wow, I didn't really think about that sentence apparently, that I see so many people doing in their marketing and in their launches that is costing them so many sales. And it is such a simple element that you can implement straight away that's going to get you so many more clients. We are often told in marketing, on social media, by business coaches, that if you want to sell your programs, you need to be focusing on the outcome because people buy things based on the outcome that they're going to get, like what they're actually going to get. That's true, but we're also missing one very important element, and that's exactly what I'm going to run you through in today's podcast episode. So let's get cracking. Have you ever thought about how bars often give free snacks like salted nuts or pretzels that you don't have to pay for? Have you ever thought about why bars actually do that? The reason why they do that and they give this for free is because when you eat salty snacks, you're so much more likely to buy more drinks, therefore creating more revenue for that bar or that pub, whatever it might be. And so what they're doing here is creating a need so that the client actually has more of a drive to be purchasing more things. The fitness industry also does this in a really toxic way where they make people feel bad about their bodies or wrong for being a different size other than skinny. And so then they're like, that's what's wrong with you. Therefore, you need this diet pill. You need this supplement. You need to come and do this exercise, even though there are so many other reasons to exercise, but they really prey on people's insecurities. And that creates a really big need to then solve their problem through using whatever supplement, workout regime, scam that it might be. So this is what you need to be thinking about when launching your offers and designing your marketing and your launch sequences for your offers. Don't just talk about the outcome. So if we're thinking about with gyms, for example, you don't just want to talk about how if you're going to get a six pack if you exercise, you're going to feel really healthy and fit if you have more of this supplement, whatever it might be. You also need to highlight and illuminate the problem with what that person is doing currently and why that's actually blocking them from getting that result. Because the problem is that a lot of people think that what they are doing might get them the result. And so if you're only speaking to the result, they're like, yep, I'm going to figure that out by myself. Some people are obviously still going to join your program because they're like, I want the support. It's not working for me. I feel like I'm doing the right thing, but it's not getting me the result that I desire, of course. But in order to make and maximize how many clients are able to sell into your offers, make more money, transform more people's lives, because they're obviously going to have a better experience and get better results if they work with you and they have your service. Like, naturally, you're the expert, you're going to be able to help them shortcut their time. You want to make it really, really obvious to them what the block is with what they are currently doing. So if we use the fitness example, obviously I'm going to teach you a more ethical way to use the fitness example. Instead of just saying to people, my fitness program gives you a tailored workout plan that's going to help you to get fit and strong and toned, for example, speaking to the results, you're speaking to your process. Traditional marketing and what you see on social media will tell you that that's enough. However, it's not, because people might be thinking, I don't need that tailored program because I already go to the gym, or I walk, or I do at-home workouts, or I go to gym classes. So you need to make it really clear to them why they need to work with you and why the tailored program is so important. So highlight the problem first and say, the reason why you're not seeing the results that you want, insert your result, getting toned, running faster, lifting heavier, feeling healthier, lifting more, feeling healthier, I just merge those two things together, is because you're just going to the gym and picking random workouts to do every single time, which means that your body isn't able to actually build muscle. Therefore, you're not getting the results that you want. So if you want to get results, you want to see them faster, you want to have to do even less effort or spend less time in the gym. Really great if you can put in there an assumption that people think that they need to do in order to get that result, that you are like, you don't actually need that. You don't need this diet pill. You don't need this protein powder. You don't need to be spending 10 million hours in the gym. If you have a tailored workout program, that's what's going to make the difference, because It's going to help your muscles grow. It's going to help you to burn more calories. You're actually progressively overloading, whatever. You're the expert in your industry, so you make it work. Another example within business might be you're creating content consistently, but the reason why it's not converting is because you don't have a zone of genius. So therefore you're not standing out to your clients and people don't see you as the premium service that you truly are. So therefore, when you're creating your content, you need to have your zone of genius. And this is what I help you do in my coaching world. So that's something that you really want to think about within your launches and play around with it. Like think about when you're the next offer that you're launching or the next piece of content that you're creating. Think about what is the problem with what your ideal client currently has that is stopping them from getting the outcome. Illuminate that mistake and illuminate that block in your marketing, in your content, in your even in your webinars. That's a really good time to talk about it because you're making it really, really clear to people what they are doing that isn't working for the result that they want to get, so that it's so clear to them in their mind, oh, okay, I can see why I'm not getting that result. And then when you offer your program, it's going to be such a no-brainer for them to do it with you because you've made it super clear to them not only what they're doing wrong, but how they can do it right and how your program can help them to do that. So let me know if you enjoyed this episode. We just have a quick little hit of strategy for you, but it's very actionable. I would love to see you implement it into your stories, your launches today. Let me know how you go. And if you found this valuable, please leave me a rating and review, share it to your stories, screenshot, tag me, all of the things, follow me on Instagram, let me know, send me a DM. I love you. I love you. I love when you drop me a line and tell me that you're enjoying this podcast, and I'll talk to you very soon. Bye.